This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out. There was a local election in San Bernardino, a city council election.
Right. And we knew there was going to be at least one change. And that was because Ricky Van Johnson, the 6th Ward council member, decided not to seek re-election. He served 3 terms. That's 12 years. That's a long time. We also knew that an African-American woman would replace him because the two candidates who made it to the runoff were Bessine Littlefield Richard and Roxanne Williams. Bessine Littlefield Richard decisively won by 65%. She had a lot of very establishment support. She was supported by the Firefighters Union, the Police Union. A lot of council members came to support her. So she at least goes onto the council with a great deal of support. In the other runoff, there was a runoff between Scott Beard, who was, he really headed up the recall that resulted in the 7th Ward council member being recalled. That was Wendy McCamick. And Beard was running to oust the man who ousted Wendy McCamick. He did not succeed. So Jim Mulvihill continues as the 7th Ward councilman.
I know, of course, that the bankruptcy and the city's financial problems are always an issue in these elections. Was the San Bernardino shootings at all an issue that was discussed in these elections?
Not at all. Interestingly, the take of at least one council member was that this problem certainly had happened in San Bernardino, but it wasn't because of some shortcoming of the city. It was something that could have happened anywhere.
And when do the new council, the new council member and the incumbent get sworn in?
On March 7th.
Okay.
Very rapidly.
Let's go to Riverside. The city of Riverside says it wants the state to be more forthcoming about the contamination site known as the Ag Park.
Yeah, you know, the city manager this week wrote a letter to the Department of Toxic Substances Control. That department had approved a cleanup plan by the developer who wants to build housing on this site and signed off on the cleanup as being complete. At the behest of residents there who say they believe it's still contaminated, they came back in, did more testing, and indeed they found many, many samples are still contaminated. The city has once before asked DTSC to come to a city council meeting and explain what these results mean. That didn't happen. The city manager now has written a very strongly worded letter asking for a kind of a command appearance by the director of the department, Barbara Lee, to come and speak to the council no later than March 15th and kind of explain in plain English what these very confusing test results mean.
We heard a news story coming out of Sacramento this week. Kevin De Leon, the Senate Majority Leader, is not at all happy with what's going on at the department. Are potential issues in the Department of Toxic Substances Control perhaps related to Riverside's dissatisfaction?
Well, certainly Barbara Lee came in not too long ago to a very troubled agency. Yes, there have been a lot of concerns about that agency. And certainly their handling of this site, you know, remember that it had a sewage treatment plant on it. And before that, it was Camp Anza, a military compound that had a Department of Defense contractor on there. A lot of solvents and other kinds of toxic chemicals were used on the site. So the question is, was it as thoroughly cleaned up as it should have been? Did the Department of Toxic Substances Control oversee the cleanup properly?
Is this planned development already developed? Is it in the process of being developed? Or are they waiting to develop until they get the all clear, so to speak?
Yeah, it was being built on. The streets and curbs and gutters are already in. The city, because of this confusion, issued a stop work order, and the developer hasn't been working on it. But yeah, they've already invested quite a bit in this site.
Interesting. Finally, the University of California Riverside Medical School has partnered with Dignity Health for a cardiology fellowship.
Right. And Dignity Health is the corporation that oversees St. Bernardine Medical Center and quite a few other medical centers around the country. They have partnered with UCR for this clinical cardiovascular medicine fellowship that is going to train at least 12 new doctors as they begin to graduate from UC Riverside Medical School, they will be able to apply for this specialty training in cardiovascular medicine. It was explained that there are not enough of these specialists in the Inland Empire, and the hope is that by training them here, that they will stay in the area and practice here.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are there any incentives or is there any special emphasis on getting these physicians to stay in this area where there is such a shortage of healthcare help?
Well, that was one of the reasons UCR formed this medical school, was to train the doctors here, get them their residencies here, and often people stay where they complete their training. So that's certainly the hope. It's going to be slow. It starts out in July with the first class of four fellows accepted to this program. And then each year for the next 2 years after that, four more and four more until 12 will be graduating. So, you know, like all of the other programs at the medical school, they're just beginning. I think the first class of doctors graduates next year.
Yeah, yeah. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.